This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. It's a
ho,
little
ho, hope you were having a good one.
As you'll notice, it's a little bit of a different intro than usual. We're not bringing you our hot jokes, bringing you our hot past. That's weird.
Wow. Hot past?
Hot ass past.
We like to do, you know, around this time of year, we like to drop one of our favorite bonus episodes from over the year for you for a little holiday cheer in your stocking. And we have a really fun one that we chose this year, which is the one that we recorded during our 24-hour live stream.
As the sun was coming up.
So this was like past 12 hours in. Mm-hmm. We're out of our minds, basically.
Out of our minds.
Out of our minds. The sun is coming up over Barbara's yard. The birds start to chirp because they were sleeping for the first part of this as well.
Why we recorded this outside.
I think we wanted to be for the sunrise.
We're gonna be there for the sunrise.
It was also helpful to be outside because, like, you know, when you're just, you're sleep deprived and you're inside for too long, it's a very, like, you need to be outside for a little bit.
Definitely. Yeah.
But we got weird. We you know us, we've been weird.
We continued being weird.
I will say, I think the listener, I think you guys should be very impressed by how great we were at, or we are at 18 hours into a 24-hour live feed. To think that we still had things to talk about.
That is endlessly impressive with us in general.
Yeah, we're pros. Total pros the entire time. But
this was originally... all of us were wearing blankets during this recording.
Yes. We're very
this is
cold.
A blanketed podcast in the middle of a live stream.
You can feel the blankets.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It was super fun though.
Yeah, it was
at home, or maybe you're on an airplane right now and you just need something to distract you from the weirdness that is flight.
Yeah.
And this is this was from, like we said, our 24-hour live stream, and it was released on our Patreon. So we do really fun bonus stuff over there. If you ever want to check it out, we do one of these longer bonus episodes every month, and then we also have mini bonus segments every week. So again, we have not run out of things to talk about, and we are talking about them even more over there.
Absolutely.
Somehow.
Yeah. Well, come on over. Patreon.com/ladytolady. If you haven't already, hey, it's the holidays. Gift it to somebody else.
That'd ooh, I love it.
That is fun.
And we love making content for you guys. And, you know, you whether you're a listener here or on the Patreon, it's like you guys like keep us going. And we're thankful for you at this time of year.
Aww. We are. We appreciate you. And here you go. Happy holidays, everybody. And we'll see you soon.
Here's a bonus episode.
It's yours for you right now.
Here's a bonus episode.
Yep.
Bye.
Well, good morning, guys. It's great to see you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Whoa.
Wow, Tess just came in with big new energy.
She was not expecting. She's been like, I mean, she's been dragging in the Tess way, which is not dragging.
Yeah.
I'm a shell of a person.
When you started this podcast, you grew 6 inches. Say the first good
morning.
That's
what pros we are. I will say, let's describe this. Should we set... describe what's going on for everyone who can't see this right now. Some people can. Some people are watching this.
People are watching this live. Yes.
On our live. We've been doing a 24-hour live stream in my home. Right now we're outside. There's a sunrise podcast. Yeah. It's what time is it?
It's 6:01 a.m.
6:01 on the dot.
This is Hour 18 has just begun.
Hour 18.
We're so close.
Extreme. We are very close.
We're very close. And this is when we had this podcast schedule.
Yeah. We're actually on
the nailing on the schedule.
Like, to the minute.
We started it right.
We're very good at chaos.
How?
We are very good at chaos. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's you have to, when you know you're chaotic, you and you get good at it.
Yeah. Because the setup took a good 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I felt bad because I really barely just like a pile of cells right now. You know, I'm just like.
Well, you were just in the body of a goose. So
yeah, that is true.
I just learned how to play video games.
Yeah. Has been playing video games. You know,
and those skills that she did, those will transfer to any video game.
That's what I've heard.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have the round one agility that I have.
That's pretty great. L1, L2.
So now, yeah, we're outside in my front yard.
Mm-hmm. You're going to hear the sounds of Silver Lake as it wakes
There's
up.
A lot of birds.
Yeah,
a lot
of sunrise.
Birds. Sound of sunrise.
You've heard of the sound of silence. Mm-hmm. Get into the ready? Sound of sunrise.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Feels great. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting into a froggy place in my voice, which feels
Oh, yeah. Great. I could feel it happening in the last hour. I was like, oh, I've been talking a lot. Yeah.
Same. Oh, cool.
We're going to get some morning runs, morning dogs.
Hello.
Honey. I will say I'm very... Hello. Oh. Get some waves. I will say, like, we have this green barrier up here. Yeah. This is helpful. It would be a lot to be fully exposed to the world right
but
now.
Nearly so, impossible.
I don't think we're the only sunrise podcast happening in Silver Lake right now.
Fair enough.
I do feel like this setup is happening in several other locations.
Well, you know what's happening. I don't know if this podcast is happening, but we do know there's a Get Ready With Me video happening somewhere where someone someone is getting out of bed and then filming themselves get out of bed.
Yes. Makeup.
Yeah, in makeup. Absolutely. And then editing that.
Yeah. Like, so we cut this shit here. We don't even act like we're getting ready. Okay.
No,
this is the anti-getting ready. We get less ready.
We're getting, deterioration.
We're absolutely deteriorating.
Gatorade out of a glass.
Yeah. Hey, that's how we roll.
It actually looks psychotic. Gatorade
it does.
Not in the bottle.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the bottle.
It shouldn't be in another vessel.
No, not at all.
I appreciate that we all like this flavor of Gatorade.
It's the best. Cucumber lime.
Pepino limon.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
That's
baby.
That's what the horny.
Yes.
Go on.
What's it called, skunk? Should have been called.
Pepe Le Pew?
Pepe Le Pew should have been called.
Pepino Limon.
I was going to say the horny shark. That's where we're at.
Who's the horny shark?
Where's the horny shark?
No, I meant instead of skunk. I couldn't think of the word skunk.
I was submitting that.
Because that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should... I guess we've talked about the dogs so much, but for people who...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If you're just joining us, maybe you have... Whoa!
We had so some from takes. The beginning of this experience, it's been a lot of it's been a lot of moments. And one of the first things that happened is I don't know why we're talking about the dogs playing poker.
We have the tape.
Yeah, we can roll it back.
But
we were talking about the dogs playing poker. You know, the classic painting that we all know. Yeah. And then we basically all have this very specific vision of a version of it. Mm-hmm. Where there's a dog wearing a green visor and there's pinstripe suits. Yes. It's some kind of a mob thing and there's a smoky atmosphere.
Yep.
And as far as Google goes, it doesn't exist. That version of it doesn't exist.
And what we're thinking of was so ubiquitous that there's like no way it wouldn't be on Google.
Yes.
Yeah, it would definitely be on there. What we did
It would be on Google. We saw every other version of it.
We did find Reddit threads of people trying to find this.
Yeah.
And we found versions of people trying to recreate it.
Yeah.
To get the image out of their mind, I think.
And there's one Reddit thread where multiple people are like, I remember the visor. I remember the smokiness.
Yeah.
I don't know if we saw pinstripe on there, but pinstripe's in my head.
Me too. And for the pinstripe, I'm like, I don't know for sure if it's pinstripe or something like pinstripe.
It might be like the essence of pinstripe.
Yeah.
Because gangster, I think, implies pinstripe, but I do think that it is like... Yes, Ashley, we are back to this.
Sorry, Ashley. It's happening. Yeah. It's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
We had to fill everyone in on what we've been up to.
We discover a portal.
We discovered a Mandela effect thing. And then in 10 Things I Hate About You, one of the characters was named Mandela.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I just discovered an hour ago, 10 Things I Hate About You, the poem, has 13 things in the poem.
That's ridiculous.
There's 13 things in the poem. So... What's real?
No wonder millennials are fucked up.
I know, man. We've been lied to about everything.
We've been gaslit.
It's also weird because, like, as someone who worked at a listicle place in the height of listicles, 10 is not... Oh, you would sometimes find a 10 listicle, but we went odd numbers.
Yeah. That's more... 10 that's more clickable.
Listicle. It's much more clickable. Because
10's too rounded. You're like, I know there's a beginning and end.
Right, there's no intrigue.
With 13, it's like...
What's 13?
It's a pointy number on
seven
the end.
Seven things you have to buy before you go to the airport?
It's an unlucky number. It's a mysterious number.
Yeah.
13, Friday the 13th, 13 yeah. going on 30.
Maybe that's why they chose 10 Things I Hate About You, because there was too much 13.
Yeah,
oh, too that much 13. Hashtag
they
too much 13.
They didn't change the poem.
More in the movie.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah. Can I be honest? I didn't remember the poem or the fact that it was the poem was what the movie was named after until we watched it.
Oh.
You guys kept talking about this big poem, and I was like, what the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, that's like the
I really didn't remember it. I remembered Heath Ledger dancing mostly.
Yes.
Yeah, that was that was definitely a standout scene again.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had this impression but wasn't able to articulate it when I was younger, but I just don't buy Julia Stiles as like a frigid, unlikable, scary.
Yeah, no. She calls herself everything seems scary, and it's like no, that's not.
No, you're not scary. You have like a healthy hue to your skin.
You're not scary, yeah. Farm.
That centipede we saw at 4 a.m.
Oh, there's a 4 a.m. centipede for the listener.
That was scary. Yeah.
We were about to do the Chopped challenge.
Yes. Yep.
Where we each like took 5 ingredients and made a snack from it. And we go into the fucking... There's never been a centipede in this house that I've seen ever. No. I've lived here for 15 years.
The portal.
And it looked cocky.
It did.
It was strutting.
Out of here. Yeah. Out of here.
Strutting its stuff.
Yeah. Ugh.
In the fucking sink.
Yeah, right where we were about to have our this challenge that we were all really excited for.
Yeah. And can I say, we all nailed it.
Yeah.
We did. Really proud.
We weren't even trying to go for the show, nailed it, and yet we still did.
We did.
Yeah. I think we nailed it. Like, I mean, honestly.
I did too.
I think our stuff was more edible than what you've seen on Netflix.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Definitely. Yeah,
edible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something Edible, the new show coming to Netflix.
A cooking show.
Yeah. Something Edible.
Something Edible. Especially if it's like a weed show.
Yeah.
Just something edible. Something.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Has there been a weed cooking show?
I feel like there has but nothing that's like really taken the market by storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fun.
It feels like something that does exist that was hosted by like a comic
we
know.
Yeah.
And still.
Which God forbid if I had someone that I like, but it was hosted by the wrong person.
Yeah. I think so.
Or we would know about it.
Or it just got buried in the algorithm lot of those shows do.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I told you guys I was saving a story for this. It's not really that exciting.
I can't believe this. I've been 18 hours.
I
Oh boy.
I'm injured.
Oh,
why am I starting off with this?
Have you
I saw a tweet about this.
You've been live streaming at a handicap.
I know. I have. I'm actually. It's a lot been better.
It's a lot been better.
That's good, because that means, have you gotten an x-ray?
No, I think it's fine. I don't think I broke anything. I was worried I might have broken my toe, because I was home alone the other day, because my boyfriend is an inside cat, we all know, and he was at work, and I was like, oh my God, I'm home alone. I can masturbate.
Yeah.
And you broke your toe.
It had been a while, and I was so excited when I remembered that I flew up the stairs.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I ran around the corner, and I fucking jammed my entire foot into a bookcase.
Oh, my God. You horny Scooby-Doo your way up the stairs and broke your fucking foot.
And so immense, insane pain as... very painful.
Oh yeah.
And I've had crazy different colored bruises. It's been changing every day.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
It hurts right now, but it's gotten better every day. So I think I'm okay. Do I still need to get an x-ray?
Which toe is it?
Can you move them? Like,
move them mostly, yeah. Oh, it's pretty much gone. Yeah. You can kind of see in the middle toe.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much, I think it's fine.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's just a bruise. They would just tell you to tape it anyway. Yeah.
If that's the thing, because I was like, I don't think anything can happen here.
That's all they say with a foot. That's all they could do.
I paid a lot. I was like, okay, if it gets infected, obviously I was paying attention to it. But yeah, I go,
damn. That's really funny.
That's some real
fuck, man.
Kevin James energy.
Yeah.
you know what's funny is it's not the first time Not uh-huh. this exact thing, uh-huh. but when I was in elementary school in fifth grade, I've told this, it's been a long time since I told this story. We were going to it wasn't a sleepover camp then, but it was a place where you act like you're in a starship, basically Star Trek. Okay. Our class was going.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I lived two blocks away from school, and I was so excited that I ran and I fell, and I hurt my knee so bad that I couldn't go.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is just like it. Just
this
reminds
really
me.
Is.
I yeah, gotta stop man. When I'm excited. I gotta stop running
See,
around.
You said you gotta take a minute before you hit that holodeck.
Yeah, take that beat. Take that beat.
Wow, Tess just referenced holodeck?
She did. She's been listening. Tess plays video games now. She knows what a holodeck is.
Exactly. Thank you. You're speaking from a real L-tour.
Real L2.
Oh my god. How's our chat going? We've got a live chat, people. How many people are watching this right now? It's 6 a.m.
Actually, I can't see it from here because I'm not logged in.
Oh, right.
But I mean, you know, we got a good.
What's up, y'all?
We get shout out to Justine and Sarah and Ashley and Tyler.
Good morning, guys.
For sure that are in the chat right now.
You guys
we're driving
champs.
Tyler's cats crazy.
With the birdies.
The bird noises. He thinks they're in the house.
Yeah, they're wild out here, everybody. Yeah.
Tyler, if you could get a video of that for us,
please.
We would love that content.
Please, post this and share that. Tag us. Mm-hmm. Post us, tag us.
Post it, tag it, send it, mail it to the press.
Yes, really?
We love it.
I'm losing it. I also love that Tess is wearing a Deadline beanie.
It's really good.
That I got it at Sundance. When we met Lin-Manuel Miranda, no big deal. No, he wasn't wearing one. That would have been funny, though.
David, we got it from David.
I know, we got it from our...
David?
David Janov.
Shout out to David. And not on the live stream.
You might recognize this as part of my costume from the fashion show.
Yeah. So we did. That was our third event.
We did
that
a fashion
early,
show.
Early
we
event.
Our first secret guest was resident
Nemeth.
Hunk Ryan Nemeth. He was great. He
Always.
Judged a fashion show for
yeah.
us.
Mm-hmm.
We did theme Golden Girls. Great theme. That was our first one.
Uh-huh.
And then
1960. Born in 1960, but came into the year 2023.
Yeah.
How would you dress?
Yeah. And then the last one.
You're a pop star who
pop stars wants to be taken seriously.
Yes.
We all had very different interpretations of it. That was a really fun one.
Yeah.
And this
great.
Was, Tess was wearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a flannel. I was like going for like an Alanis Morissette.
Yeah. I was going for like someone who's trying to, I don't know. I was wearing pearls. I don't know. It would be classy or something.
Yeah. Courtney
like
Love, maybe.
A flannel Sia situation.
Yeah.
Yes.
She had the Sia's arch nemesis.
Yeah. Evil Sia. Dia.
Evil Sia. She should make a cartoon.
Just called Evil Sia.
Like it's her and her, you know, evil one.
Chia.
Yeah, exactly. She should make a chia.
I would get a Sia chia.
A Sia chia. It just grows over your face so you can't see it.
Damn, Sia, if you're in the chat.
Sia.
Please.
We got ideas.
We'll get 10% later for a business meeting.
Yeah. A Sia chia is.
A Sia chia, yeah.
That would
also,
well
although team. Honestly, even though like chia pets feel like in my oeuvre, I'm never gonna get one.
No,
I've been given two, but I haven't used them.
I feel like I'm gonna fuck it up, and then it'll look bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or else they would be more popular.
Right. I mean, I did see someone have a Richard Simmons one. That's genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was given separately a George W. Bush and a Barack Obama. They're still unopened.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, all right, I have these chia pets I'm not going to use. I don't particularly want to see either.
So you're holding on to those?
Bush and Barack Obama?
Yeah. They're just like in a box somewhere. Where it's
I feel
just
like we can make good use of the Bush one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the reason I've gotten rid of it because I'm like, I don't know what to do with this yet. But
no,
also,
I get it. That's something you end up holding on to.
Yeah. You hold on to it until it has its moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, my oldest niece is really into Bob Ross, which is really cool.
Oh, that's
I love watching Bob Ross with her, and got her a Bob Ross. You know how like they have at Michael's those like one-off magazines?
Yeah.
They're like fake magazines. I got her one about Bob Ross.
That's cool.
They had an ad for the Bob Ross chia pet, and she had never...
That's a good one.
I introduced the idea of chia pets to her. I was like, oh, those were like a huge deal. And she was like, why? And I'm like, well...
They just were.
Look at it. Do you want?
I think that we knew what chia pets were for such a long time, but I think maybe found out that chia seeds were good for you 5 years ago.
At most.
At most.
We were putting them in the same way. I don't know if this is one of the things I like saw on Twitter and don't know if it was real, but I saw on Twitter that until like the year 2006, the main purchaser of kale in the United States was Pizza Hut as garnish for their salad bar.
Like, really? I knew it was.
It
was like the
that's what kale was used for.
It was like the doily of food.
None of us even made a note of it.
We weren't
even like, oh, is that good kale? It was like, well, that's the paper, basically.
Yeah, yeah. That's so we're not just looking at a bunch of plastic. Here's that nasty ass kale.
That's so funny.
Pizza Hut was not necessarily wrong about that.
yeah, I mean, I like kale, but you really got to do something to it. You got to massage it.
Gotta get blanched.
Even as a kale enthusiast, at the very least, I hope if I can impart one thing, you've got to de-rib your kale.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Fucking Trader Joe's. Their bags of kale, all ribs. It's a McRib in there.
It's a McRib. It's too many McRibs. And the only reason to use a Trader Joe's kale is to make a smoothie.
Yeah, yeah, because you gotta just like it's gotta get ground up.
Lost cause.
Yeah, just guzzle it down. It's the only way. Guzzle that kale, baby. It's the only way it's going down.
Yeah, it's true.
I need water.
No. I'm gonna drink Idiocracy water.
Man, we've had a lot of beverages over the last.
Yeah, we've done a lot of energy drink flights. They've really sustained us. Thank God.
Such a good idea.
I would not be where we are today.
Very, very happy.
Where we are today without get yoked.
Yeah.
And I was a little shook because we drove kind of to the Deep Valley. And then the guy's like, well, there's locations kind of by you. And we were like, what? But then we were like, no, this is a good one.
Yeah.
I had been given intel that the North Hollywood Get Yoked has the best selection.
Great selection.
And I mean, honestly, even the ones that were not my favorite, I was like, these aren't bad.
I'm glad I tried it.
Yeah, I'm glad I tried it. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a place. And the other thing I liked about Get Yoked is it was really a place completely devoid of shame.
Oh.
I mean, the person in front of us was also, I don't know what they were buying, but they were also buying something that required a large sack.
Yeah, he acted like we were a real anomaly, and I was like, we saw the customer in front of us.
There was a sack in front of us,
too. A double sack, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
They don't have regular bags in their store. They have a clear garbage bag.
Yeah,
and no matter what it is, they'll put it into a clear garbage bag. We did have to double bag our energy drinks.
We literally walked out of there with a trash bag of energy.
Yeah.
And that trash bag is in these trash bags now, okay?
Yeah. I feel great. It's nice. Just a bindle full of energy just walking down the street.
Yeah.
Feels great.
It weighed, it must be 60 pounds. Like, it was, I mean.
No, it was not 60 pounds.
I'll give you 20.
I think 20 to 30.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll give you 20 to 30.
I mean, they were large volume cans.
Yeah.
It was heavy. It was definitely not.
You could do a workout with it.
Oh, for sure.
You absolutely could. Yeah.
You could drink one and then lift the other one as a weight.
Exactly. Yeah, you could drink the pre-workout.
Yeah. I knew the pre-workout was good. I never fucked with it, but like Sean would have these times where he'd be like, it got a little weird on accident. And then,
well, because also the one we drank said to drink it on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I'm like, well, of course you're fucking hallucinating.
Yeah. Doing anything on an empty stomach is
terrible. What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's not fun. We do have two pre-workout. We were gonna split one before we podcasted, but honestly,
I feel all right.
I feel good. I don't think I need that in me.
Yeah. No.
Right now.
I think
afterwards, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't even know. I think we're like in the home stretch, and we'll see.
Yeah.
Are we? How much longer do we have? By the way,
5 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fucking crazy.
I mean, 5 hours ago it was 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. No. All right.
Close
to
noon than I do to 1.
Yeah. I do too. Absolutely. Yeah.
Also because, oh my God, we put aerobics after this. Ugh. Fuck you guys. I didn't
want
to.
If you want.
No, I didn't vote aerobics. Let me just say that.
We can do an easy one and we can quit at any time.
Great.
Yeah.
We did say twister warm up and aerobics.
And I think we said Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
And cereal buffet / Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah, cartoons.
Cartoons, cartoons.
Yeah. I am going to color one of the things that you said,
I want to color. I want to color something.
Yes, I want to color something.
I didn't craft, I want to color.
Yeah.
I want to color too.
Yeah, we're going to hit, because we have scratch and sniff markers, so we got to use them a little bit at least.
We will say the crafts were entirely abandoned.
They were.
Yeah. Well, but frankly, I also don't think we have much downtime.
No.
No, so I feel like they were abandoned for a good reason.
Yeah.
Also because we were doing stuff that was interactive and craft stuff would have been good if we had downtime, but we just really didn't.
We kind of kept it tight.
Yeah. We've just been moving. We're good at that. Frankly, it's I'm, as always, generally pretty impressed with this.
I know.
It feels good. It feels good to be God damn, we're very good at this.
I know. Well, you said we're good at chaos. We planned.
Yeah.
Extremely chaotic.
Yeah.
Extremely.
And it's going extremely smoothly. We're crushing it. Alan, our friend. Oh, we did a reading of the first act of Tess's OC script.
We did.
Spec script.
It was a lot of fun.
It was really fun, too, especially because Alan's a huge fan of the show, and he thought that this was something you'd written recently.
Yeah, which I love.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And he was still game.
But then he was like, oh, you wrote this in college. Okay, this Okay.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
It was incredible. Brandy had never seen the OC, and she got the total flavor of it.
Yeah. You did.
From
you
the
nailed,
script.
You nailed Summer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rachel Bilson.
It was very fun. We've listened to the theme song many times.
It's been really
we started
uplifting.
Listening to the theme song to end the Chopped.
Yeah, and it was a good kind of end of challenge.
It kept
timer.
Ending right when, I mean, you and I both used it at the end, and we were finished right when it.
Unconsciously, we were just like, do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, you just got to get to that.
Yeah.
You start, let's get going. We're good to go.
Yeah, I might use that a lot of times in my life. if I need to get out of the house, I might just hit play.
That's a good idea.
You know?
If you could end a marathon.
I will say that our special guest number two, who we made fresh pasta with, who she is, Italian to her core, and we got to make fresh pasta with her for the first time.
Oh my God, that was a joy.
That's a treat. Erin Lamb. Part.
Yes.
She has a fish song that she knows. I mean, every fish song is 10,000 hours, but she knows when she has to leave the door by a certain, she's it's her get my ass out the door song.
Smart.
So funny. I love that.
Smart. Yeah, Lampy's the one who told me about Eagle Rock to Silver Lake is one jungle land. So now I play Jungle Land when I'm driving from one place to the other because it's the only one song and then you get to the new neighborhood.
So fucking funny.
That's good.
Yeah.
One of our listeners sent us a Kenny G board game.
Oh my God. I forgot about it. Delightful. They've had so many things have happened.
I mean, it's been, my head is spinning.
Yeah, an amazing game. A really funny game.
Yeah.
You have to get Kenny through uncool events.
But you will.
But you will. You always win.
Through uncool events to get him to the concert at night, and you all work together through the power of jazz to, you know.
The cards have different riffs on them where you're deep bop, booty bop.
That was my favorite part, I think.
Yeah.
You all say them together.
Who sent that? Please, God, tell us, because that was so fucking funny.
The name was in the box. I don't know.
Oh, it was. It was a B name. I know. Yeah. We have it in there.
Yeah, yeah.
We have it in there. Great job. Great work.
Thank you. That was really, really fun. And as somebody that's not a huge game fan.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah, you were, I would say, one of the top assets.
You were in it.
Thank
Definitely.
You.
Because Alan was explaining it. Tess and I checked out immediately. Yeah. And then you were paying attention. I was like, this is one of those games where I'm just going to let it roll. And
Yeah. I just love a puzzle once I'm in it. I don't like to pick one up. But if I am presented with one, I will solve it.
We did. We solved it. We solved Kenny G's day.
Yeah. It was great. That was a blast. So yeah, Alan hung out. Lamps showed up. We made some pasta with her, which was great.
What month is this for? July?
July. July, your birthday month.
Oh, yeah, your birthday month is your birthday
month. It's happening. Birthday. Yeah. I haven't thought about it that much. You know, I don't know. It's weird. I'm just like, oh, yeah, birthday's happening.
Yeah.
I'm sure when I'm falling asleep right now. Yeah, or birthday whatever. Time. I'm doing a, I decided I'm doing a daytime. I'm calling it a carnival. Oh, I meant to open. I bought just some lawn games, and I had bought an inflatable limbo thing that we were. Gonna play
we were going to do limbo.
Maybe we can do limbo with our guests. That actually might be a good warm up.
I think she would like it.
I think that's a good thing to do with our last surprise guest.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, but that'll be cool. Hey, kitty.
It's our neighbor's cat.
I saw this kitty at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
So we're redoing our lawn area, and that we just have a big dirt thing over here. And Adam looked out and saw her just covering up her shit the other day. Aww. It's like, yeah, of course. Yeah, she was like, hell yeah, there's a new spot in town.
Yeah.
She ain't
all wrong. The real estate in the world.
Yeah.
I love it. That's really cute.
I'm like, go for it. Fertilize that dirt, girl.
Hell yeah. Man. Yeah, July. July would be good. Anybody have any fun in July? I mean, your birthday is the
Yeah, I'm
event,
going to Cabo for a few days, like the day after my birthday, so that'll be fun. And then I'm going like straight from there to Portland to to a house sit for a friend and do some comedy, so that'll be fun.
It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to Costa Rica for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're going this trip. We're doing a side trip to this area called Monteverde, which is like so high up that it'll be cold, which will be interesting because it's like so tropical there.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's above the cloud forest. So it's like in the mountains.
Whoa. That's going to be cool as shit.
Yeah, so that'll be cool.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's like when we went to Hawaii a couple years ago. We like stayed on the Big Island and we stayed in Volcano like two of the days. And Volcano is like in the mountains, and it's like you can see like the active volcanoes and stuff, but it is cold and wet and rainy and like a rainforest, and then it's so different from the rest of the island, and it's just you're like, how is this the same place, like,
whoa,
100 miles away.
So crazy,
so cool, man. Yeah, that's I'm excited for you. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Oh man, I'm gonna go to Costa Rica.
Do
someday.
It
someday, it'll happen someday soon probably.
It's pretty cheap when I was there. I guess it must have been when I was in high school. We had like an exchange student from Costa Rica stay with us for like 2 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He was awesome. My brother did the exchange.
Oh.
So my brother like stayed with his family at one point. And
so
then
it's truly an even exchange.
It's truly an exchange.
So when they say exchange,
there was someone going,
the guy here.
What did you say?
I love the idea of it being at like the border or something. Just like, all right. Yeah.
They one, just two, swap. Three, it's a wife swap. Yeah.
It's wife swap with
teens. It's
wife
swap. It's teen swap.
Teen swap.
Just wife swap.
Yeah, but you got to call a foreign exchange student because if you call it teen swap, just got a different feel to it.
That's where wife swap got the idea, frankly. Yeah.
You're just like, get this kid out of here. Give me a different one from a different country.
Yeah.
But it wasn't at the same time. Like, I think my brother was here. Like, they like went at different times.
Oh, yeah.
So they were there when the teen.
The two teens become friends.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the teens are friends. The wives don't become friends. They learn to maybe respect each other's rules.
They don't become friends?
Well, I mean, have you ever watched a show?
No.
It's like, basically, they do this thing where, like, you play by the other one's rules. It's like they have the house rules, and then you're like, and now it's my rules.
Okay.
And so they're kind of set up to, like, bitch at each other, and then they meet at the end and they're like, this is what's wrong with you, you know.
Oh, that's fine. Let's just really pit women against each other.
Yeah. To have perfect. Another woman come into your house and tell you what you're doing wrong sounds like something that a lot of people would take really well.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Wow,
that's good. I like it. I want to be a wife just so I can do that.
Yeah,
show that doesn't exist anymore.
Were you guys ever forced to have a pen pal of any kind through school?
Not forced, but I had a pen pal.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so, no.
I remember, like, there was an Olympics when I was in elementary school. So I don't know which one. But there was, like...
Winter or summer?
Oh, I don't know. But there was a, like, a Dayglow eagle was the mascot. And there was a lot of, stationery around him that we were supposed to use to write to people's addresses we were given. And I was like, I don't...
Wait, were you writing to Olympians?
No, just like kids in other countries. It
was
the spirit of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
And it's like, those letters are probably wild because like they were not read by anybody.
Oh, my God, yeah, those must be crazy.
Just like kids just that don't give a fuck about each other
just
writing to each other. It's like, hey, my teacher told me I had to write to you here, like low-key starting World War III.
We did have one of those, actually. My fifth grade teacher had us do that with some kids in like Argentina or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy that had a crush on me, mm-hmm. who I always acted real put upon about it, but I loved the attention. I think wrote in his letter, like, I love Teresa Barker. And then all these letters came back that said, I love Teresa Barker. And so you can imagine.
Oh, my God.
I was thrilled.
Wow. Damn, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, did you guys, who was it? Somebody was just posting recently that they found a bunch of like their old like school assignments and stuff, and they had several obituaries for themselves that they had to write. As like Whoa. School assignments.
Holy shit.
It's like some comic friend of ours was like posting just like here's an obituary I wrote about my life. Why was this a thing that I had to do?
That sounds like some bullshit they would have pulled in school.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I feel like they were all, is that not the whole basis? It was like mm-hmm. Oregon Trail, pretend you have dysentery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Just really get comfortable with your own demise.
I remember yeah. there was like something they had us do where it was something about like remembering the Holocaust, and they made you walk around with like a white shirt and like a white face yeah, all yeah, day, and like yeah. you couldn't speak to anyone. It was like you were a ghost or something. I can't remember, but
we had that day too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. It was very like, we're gonna put you, you know, I don't yeah. know, you know,
that one.
Yeah, they did that ghost. One for us.
You're a ghost, and you're like, well.
Okay, I'm a ghost.
Read more first.
Yeah, I was like, maybe just teach me some shit.
Yeah.
What if you just taught
it's
me?
Pretty abstract.
Yeah, instead of the theater.
Yeah, I'm like doing kabuki performance yeah. art.
It's like not helping the way you think it actually is.
It was like, there was so much bullshit. Like, mm-hmm. if you think about it, for example, like the people, like the dramatic kids had a huge leg up mm-hmm, in these kind of projects because we could yeah. just shit out whatever. It had nothing to do with any comprehension of the material
no,
or critical
no.
thinking. You would just put it together, a little skit, and make a video and knock yeah. it out of the park.
Oh, totally. I mean, I remember in home ec, we had to do like a presentation on a different vitamin, and I got vitamin D, and I chose to do, I shot a celebrity Jeopardy.
Hell
where
yeah.
All of nice. The things were about vitamin D. But then I also like did a thing where my friend Steve was Alex Trebek, but then halfway through the day he couldn't do it anymore. So my friend Tim became Alex Trebek. And we were like, we're gonna do a street segment. So we had Alex Trebek run down the hallway and be like, hey, hey, what do you know about vitamin D? And he was like throwing people into lockers. It just made no sense at all. And there's no information whatsoever, but I remember like scream laughing at it and how stupid
it
was. Yeah,
it's
and
a
I was
platform.
Yeah, it's a platform. I was like, that was a good
God, I would love to I was gonna suggest that for this thing, but
I've tried looking for it.
Yeah, like I would love like us watching old, you know,
oh, I know.
Show performances, bit. Show whatever shit yeah. we made. That would be a fun.
Yeah, I made one for event. Like prairie history or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the idea was I was a prairie wife who had been left by her husband.
I can see the
So imagine me like in a prairie dress yeah. and like staged the prairie behind me.
The shame.
And I lip synced to On My Own. But I included that like intro prologue, like, so now I'm all alone again without a smile, without a face to say hello to. The city goes to bed. And it's just like me in a chair, like giving face for that whole part. And I just lip synced the entire song. The entire 6 minute song in a prairie dress.
I say I just looked down and realized that my sock was off. Oh, no. It's just in the grass.
It's in the grass.
Because I showed you guys my foot.
Oh my God.
Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Nina.
Babs' sock is out because she banged her foot.
I just looked down
and.
No, because these are like slippers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just looked down and I was like, oh, socks down there.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
What time is it?
6:34.
Sweet.
We're nailing it. We did a presentation in our like honors English class for The Scarlet Letter where like a bunch of us dressed up like real goth. And we were like just walking around school, just daring the principal to have a problem with us. And nobody did.
It was like interactive theater.
Yeah, because we were like, because it was like you're supposed to like present on shame or the concept of yeah, it or something. Yeah, yeah. And we were like, we're just going to come in and be real gothy all week. And then like people were like, is everyone okay? And we're like, what's the problem? Like trying to bait them into having a problem with us. But they're like, you're all honor roll students. You're still getting good grades. We don't. It's fine. It was fun though.
Hester, you're fucked if your name is Hester, right?
Oh God,
is anyone named
Never
Hester?
Never met a Hester.
Pryn
no, I know, but I'm saying, I just meant.
I have
since
met a Hester.
Then.
Hester Pryn.
Yeah. only Miss Hester Prynne. Yeah, I think she killed the name. Probably.
Yeah.
Haven't heard
it. Sounds like a malady. Yeah.
I actually bet within a 5-mile radius of us right now.
Is there a Hester? Is among us? There's for sure a Hester.
Hester?
Among us.
Hester?
Okay, I don't even know. If you Hester? Name your child Hester.
Yeah.
That's just beyond the pale.
I can't imagine. Yeah. I just want to go to
I mean, we know Atticus has been used a lot, but that's like
Atticus. I think Atticus is like a cool sounding name.
I do like Atticus.
Yeah, it's a good. It feels good in the mouth.
It does feel good in the mouth.
Nice mouth feel to it. Atticus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's also a great character.
Yeah.
You know.
Hester might be. Who's to say? Who knows?
I don't know. I don't remember much of the book.
Care to remember.
No, it was one of those books that I was like.
I just know she's a slut and that's bad.
Oh, and you would think that would be like appealing, but.
No, because we should shame her for it.
Yeah, she feels bad.
So that's.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Especially Hester of the Scarlet Weather.
Nathaniel Hawthorne's the writer.
That had lost tongue abilities. Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Dare we say Hawthorne?
Oh, are we talking about Nathaniel Hawthorne?
I did not think this road was going to bring us to Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Look, I'm just saying.
We did pull a tarot card for Heavyweights.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We pulled tarot cards.
Heavyweights, the movie, there's a sequel coming out. We were pulling tarot cards. No one was giving us anything. So we just pulled them for Heavyweights.
And honestly, to be fair, they were accurate.
They were very accurate. Right.
I feel like the notes they had were correct.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see. We'll see what the cards.
In 2026, we'll find out if our tarot prediction.
2026 is such a long time to wait for Heavyweights. Like what?
Yeah, I really
it's all
wonder.
AI. It's all in it. It's all AI. Yeah.
What is the plot of Heavyweights 1?
It's like a fat kids camp, and
but it gets bought out.
It gets bought out, and what's his fuck?
Ben Stiller
plays this like really intense, crazy like workout guru who comes over and takes over and is trying to like shame all the kids and be an asshole.
Okay.
And then they kind of like revolt against him, basically.
The Empire records him.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's really great.
Yeah, it's really awesome. That cast rules.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
Yeah, it's got a lot of heart to it. It's really funny. Ben Stiller's performance.
He's very funny in it.
Psychotic. He's
so good at that
perfect.
Type.
Yeah, he nails that character so well. Yeah, Heavyweights real top tier.
Well, we're going to I will 1000% have forgotten about this conversation when Heavyweights 2 comes in. No, we talked about it so much.
It's in 3 years.
It's in 3 years.
It's coming out 3 years. We will forget about it.
I'm gonna put on the Lady Dilly calendar.
I mean, when we see the premiere, I will remember it then, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not gonna think about it ever until
then. I remember when the Sister of the Traveling Pants the second one came out.
Yeah.
I texted my sister. The Sister of the Traveling Pants 2 is coming out. Don't piss yours. And I thought that was so funny.
Also, you're calling it the Sister of the Traveling Pants and not Sisterhood, which is Easter? Even better.
Like, yes.
It's not even the Traveling Pants. It's her sister.
The Sister of the Traveling Pants.
Don't piss yours.
That should have been on the poster. You were robbed. That should have been on the poster.
That was. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 3. Don't piss yours.
Seriously.
Those movies came out before Jaggings. So those were
That's true.
Yeah.
What a at the fucking time, stupid was... idea for a movie. So I guess dumb. It was based on a book or whatever.
Yeah.
But also dumb idea for a book.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Great. But yeah. Dumb.
It's no Nathaniel Hawthorne.
No. Although I'll tell you right now, if you're like, you have to read a book this week, is it going to be The Sister of
the
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants?
The Sister of the Traveling Pants.
Is it going
pants?
To be The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants? Or... Scarlet Letter?
Mm-hmm.
Pants.
I would go Scarlet Letter because I would want to, like, since I've read it before, I'd want to be like, what do I remember from the, you know, I'd be curious to reread it. And also, I mean, I guess they would both, you'd read them in 10 minutes each, but.
No, Scarlet Letter, I think, is a hefty.
Is it long?
It's a slog.
It's a hefty
slog. I feel like I remembered it being one of those books that, like, was 17 pages.
No, it's
or
super
something.
Tedious, hefty.
Oh, okay.
I remember it being one of those like begin during the summer into the school year books. Like it was like a summer reading bullshit.
And God. It's no Picnic in the Park. But no. Pants, I think we could knock out in an hour.
It's probably easy breezy, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
I'd imagine as such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I know what I'm ordering at the Scholastic Book Fair next week. So.
Oh, God. I used to salivate over those. So
those are the best.
The online shopping.
Ugh. Catalogs.
Yeah, I miss catalogs.
Yo, you guys remember Oriental Trading?
Yeah. No, what was that?
Yeah, that shit was good.
It was just a bunch of crap.
It was total crap. But
wait,
deals.
It wasn't like a school thing. It was just like something they sent to
your
house.
No, but okay. It was a similar thing where somehow they found out what houses had kids.
Yeah, right. You could just get like a gross of kazoos.
Yeah. So you're like 9 years old and they're like, a gross of kazoos, $30. And you're like, Mom.
Like, I need $30.
Like any of that shit that you ever were like stoked to get one of, they had like hundreds.
Whoa.
Of.
Yeah. It's just like Shein. They were setting everyone up for like the cheap ass drop ship.
Yeah,
they're stuff like the, that exists now.
The party favor Shein of the day, for sure.
Yeah. Actually, we do need a grip of kazoos right now.
Yeah, that would be good for to compete with.
Surprised that didn't happen.
Yeah. That could, I mean, you know, it's only 6:41. There's
we the could day still is order. Young, that's for damn sure.
The day is something. The day is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I frankly feel almost fully awake.
I feel okay. I'm very tired.
Yeah.
But I'm okay.
I'd be hard pressed to describe myself as okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything we did that we didn't? I mean, I'm sure there's some shit we did we didn't cover.
Yeah. It's been this is interesting for you guys watching on the live stream, us recapping. Well, a lot of you were sleeping.
Some people were sleeping.
I'm glad that you were sleeping.
Yeah.
Good. Good for you for sleeping.
That must be nice.
Congratulations.
It must be nice.
It must be nice.
I always love when someone says that to you and it was fully your, like, it was our idea to do this.
Yeah.
Totally.
People always do that.
My mom, I told her, I was like, travel. I don't know where I told her I was going. I think to Mexico. And she was like, must be nice. And I was like, what? I was like, you've been to like Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Mexico.
Yeah. You can do that. That's fine.
It was just such a weird thing for her to say.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, that is. That's why I was like,
Yeah.
That's literally the whole purpose.
Having a nice time. Just trying to do my best and have a nice time.
I'm having a great time. I don't think I told this story. I was just looking at these. Oh, so everything in my yard, basically, I found for free almost. But
so
these brick things we found free somewhere. And so recently I was going to meet some guy to buy some plants. You know how it goes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I had, like, been looking at his address the day before. And the morning of, I, like, text him. And he's like, oh, I'm here at 11. So, you know, I show up at 11. And I'm like, I'm here. And then he, like, doesn't write back. And I was, like, in a really bad mood. And I waited for, like, 2 minutes. And I was like, fuck this guy. And I was like, you're not here. I left. And I leave. And then later that day, I was going to, like, a clothing exchange. And I typed in the address, started going to the clothing exchange. I was like, wow, she lives right by this guy. And then I, like, get there. And I'm like, oh, this is the same house. I put in that address.
Oh.
Because I've been looking at both the addresses. And so I put in her address instead of the plant guy's address. And I just shown up to her house and sat in the driveway.
Oh,
thank God she wasn't there. Because if she walked out, I would have been like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm texting him like, I left. You're not here. Oh, and I was not at his house.
Look, we all get like a couple of those a year. They're unavoidable. Yeah,
it was just so funny. As I was driving, I was like, wow, she really was really close to where I was earlier.
That's so funny. Oopsie.
I felt so crazy. And I showed up later and I told them, I was like, I'm really glad you like didn't come out because it would have been worse because I would have been so confused.
So it was a way different time of day.
It was like complete. Yeah, I went. It was 11 a.m. and then the clothing exchange was at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it was also funny because I just like blocked the guy.
You didn't even have a chance.
Yeah.
You didn't want to get into it.
But you know, that's a Craigslist risk.
Exactly. I mean, it's all blocking. It's
what
all.
What kind of plants we talking?
Yeah.
I don't know. He was selling some cool ones. I don't fucking know.
You'll find them for free.
Yeah, I'll find them somewhere else. But it was just a really funny, like, oh shit, I totally fucked this up.
That's funny.
Well, that's about it. Do we have anything we want to wrap up for our bonus ep?
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good.
Closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts. It's not the worst thing I've pulled an all-night for by far.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah.
fun.
Okay, there's, we've got camping vibes right now, which I like.
Yeah, I haven't had a
I haven't had a like camping morning feeling in a minute.
This is a very like camping out for Conan. Like it's like a fun thing. I feel good. We're good people. It's
I'm definitely getting hungry and I'm gonna be ready for Taco Bell / cereal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked for cereal for sure.
Yeah.
And what else was I gonna say? I don't know.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being patrons. Yeah. You know.
We literally wouldn't be here without you.
Yeah, we would not.
We wouldn't be. We'd be sleeping right now in our beds with our pets and having a great time. But this has been a blast, too. And it's been nice to, like, you know, it's good to know your girl still got it. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
Just a all-nighter like this one needs to. It feels nice.
It is good. It's a good, an all-nighter is a confidence boost.
It is. I mean, I don't have confidence I'm going to feel the rest of the week, but no, right now I feel fine.
Enjoy it now because it's quite literally downhill from here.
Let's go to sleep early tomorrow. Yeah, right as rain.
I also feel like this is perfect because I'm having anxiety about a very stupid thing happening at my day job today. And I'm like, this is the perfect place to be in for thing that I'll just say, it doesn't matter. Someone's going to be annoyed at something I did that ultimately means nothing.
Yeah, you know?
And so I'm just like, it's perfect that I've stayed up all night and I'm just going to ignore these texts in the best manner ever where I'm just delirious.
Yeah.
And this could
Ma'am,
be,
I'm
means
frankly
nothing.
Not in my right state of mind. No. So
the give a shit detector is way down.
No. Who gives a fuck right now?
No, not us.
It's great. Honestly, feels really good. That's a bike.
Oh, that
just
a zip noise.
For the listener, that's a bike, not a wasp.
The birds are getting wilder and wilder.
Well, their podcast is going too. That's birdie to birdie.
Yes.
Yeah, they do this every day. All right.
They do.
Oh, yeah.
They are podcasting every morning.
It's like a daily news podcast.
Yeah.
Which I respect. And thank you guys for being patrons to our show and not the birds.
That's true.
Hey, they might be to both. We don't know.
That's true.
It's true. Yeah, I don't know where all you guys are subscribing to.
They might be spreading the love.
You think the bird songs are a definite plus for the show?
Oh, thank you. We like them too.
If we got a bird.
We always have a bird.
Should we get some bird tone?
Yeah.
They pipe in birds to golf, you know.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to have something. You got to have something
it's
going
fake.
On there.
They have like a white noise machine playing
birds?
At golf. Yeah.
Wait, well,
it's like
TV
the Subway bread
watch
smell.
Watch it on TV because it's too awkwardly quiet otherwise.
Oh my God, I thought you meant live on the golf course.
No.
I straight up thought you were like, they have little speakers installed and they're pumping out bird noises
they
while you play.
They need that shit on TV though.
They do.
It ain't Happy Gilmore in real life.
That is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I feel like on TV, it's a bunch of like people awkward... Mm-hmm. golf clothes noise and like farts. Like that's what's actually happening.
Like you can hear guts moving.
Yeah.
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 It's like the idea that they would televise something like that is absurd.
My grandfather used to watch golf all the time and I was like, I'd go over there and I'd be like, why am I here?
Never.
Just watching you watch golf?
Yeah. Sean likes to watch golf.
Could be anywhere else.
Yeah.
Anywhere but here watching golf.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
This is the opposite of golf. Whatever we're doing,
it really is.
Except the birds are real, bitch.
Yeah,
damn straight. Yeah. Those birds in that tree. I believe in those birds. I believe in them, just like
birds
I believe in you guys.
We're above par. Yeah.
Isn't that bad or below? I think below par is what you want.
If you say subpar, that's an insult.
Right, but I don't think subpar has to do with
be a different kind of par
with. Golfing.
Okay, the pun I was trying to make didn't work. My brain isn't on it.
Par for the course.
In one instance, subpar is bad, and in a golfing score, a low score is good. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, we're going. Goodbye, everyone.
Pardon us.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Follow Lady to Lady on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen so you don't miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, you can rate and review the show.
Visit exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Lady to Lady merch.